I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Libyan authorities have arrested several young men this year. Their crime? Defying Muslim values. Authorities released videos of the young men being forced to confess conspiring with feminists and agnostics. Once a heartland for Christianity, Libya has also become a country known for the persecution of Christians. But Sammy, a Libyan Christian, says Christianity has begun to spread again.
We know a few Christians that actually meet together, but it's very much in its infancy right now to see the Libyan church resurrected.
Sammy serves with Gospel Work Libya. The ministry operates out of Europe, but involves Libyans reaching Libyans. He says these believers need support because the persecution is fierce. It comes from the authorities or terrorist groups, but also from families seeking to preserve their honor. Please ask God to protect Libyan Christians. And if you had to guess which generation gives most frequently to support gospel missions, would you say boomers, Gen X? Well, the answer is actually millennials. Mission India recently partnered with Barna Group on a report called The Great Disconnect. Eric with Mission India says they looked at the American church's views on missions today.
Our whole thought behind this report is, are churchgoers and church leaders seeing eye to eye when it comes to missions? If so, great. If not, how can we also then kind of bridge that gap?
And the results were surprising.
As a millennial, I keep hearing, we don't go to church, we're not this, we're not that. But millennials actually have surpassed older generations in giving to missions. Boomers, in that sense, are giving more financially, but millennials are giving more frequently and higher volumes of gifts.
Download the full Barna reports at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.